All electrical. People aren't going to come to New Hampshire to see 130-foot tall electrical towers. They can go anywhere else if they want to see that.
That's one of the students from Colebrook Academy who was testifying before the House Science, Technology, and Energy Committee yesterday on House Bill 648 and 649, both dealing with the Northern Pass transmission projects, both of them emergency pieces of legislation. The first one to ban eminent domain by an entity like Northern Pass. And I think that was important to point out because I think I saw Russ and Kathy Johnson joining us here in studio. They drove down from Columbia and testified. That's one of the things to point out is that I saw in one of the newspaper stories that I read, and I can't remember which one, but they said, this would ban all private uses of eminent domain, which just simply isn't not true, or all eminent domain practices, I think, is what they were trying to say.
They were, but it really doesn't. Anybody else that has a worthwhile project that might have some value to the people of New Hampshire can certainly come and make a case for that, and mm-hmm. then eminent domain could be used. But right. the whole point of this project is it has no benefit for the people of New Hampshire. It is a private company, both between and some of those are shell companies set up to make it look like it's a U.S. or a New Hampshire-based project, but it's entirely a profit-based business between Hydro-Quebec and a Connecticut-based utility that happens to own public service because they purchased them because public service was in such dire straits from the Seabrook fiasco. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, they knew that if they purchased public service, they'd have a corridor to get at this power.
All right. Well, we have about 2 minutes remaining here. And Kathy, on this point again with the pictures that were taken on your property and submitted to the committee, you had never seen them. You had gave stipulations when they came to visit you. When you called them, them being Northern Pass, and said, please explain to me, show me where these towers are going to go. After what transpired in yesterday's committee hearing, what are you feeling right now?
Well, Brian, I think it really all boils down to trust. They came to our home. We invited them and welcomed them into our house. We showed them the views. We trusted that they were going to do what they said they were going to do. And quite frankly, I don't trust them. And how, going forward, I will never trust them. And how can we, the people in New Hampshire, trust these people to not take our land by eminent domain? And I just really think it boils down to that.
And right. The fact of the matter is, because of the outpouring of opposition to this in the North Country, they'll have to take every piece of land by eminent domain.
Well, judging by those town meeting results that I just passed along here, they might have to. All right. Well, with that, Russ and Kathy Johnson, thank you very much. I've got to go.
Thank you.
And, have safe travels back to the North Country.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, both of you.